Hello?
Hello, my name is Cassandra. Return your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
That is the number that I call, and you're calling me back?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is a customer support, and so this is a call back. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have a just a question. I got some charging in my account. I want to make sure that is from where is and when is. I want to know that. And because I don't know, I'm not sure that charges that from what I get.
Okay, man. Can I have your zip code so I can look the information up, please? Hello?
Yes, I got the charge from it's 67 and 32 cents, and one charge is that, and another charges is $7.95, and this is from my account.
Okay, ma'am, can I have your zip code, ma'am, so I can look the information up for you, please?
Okay, 11426.
11426. Can I hear your name and first and last name?
Fartanastra.
Could you spell the last name, ma'am?
It's the last name is two, it's like Asa Nixat. It's the mostly I use Nixat. Nikzad.
Ma'am, I can't understand your language. Could you spit
Nikzad.
Z as in zebra.
Yes.
AD. Okay, I
Yes.
think I found it. I think I found it. Okay. Can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
Shipping address? I want to make sure that where is I got this one, that I got my, I gave my information. I am not
Yes,
sure where
ma'am.
I.
Yes, ma'am. But I can't, because somebody else might have the same name as you, ma'am. I need that all that information so I make sure I'm talking to the right person.
Oh, okay. It's 88-29-241 Street.
And that's Belrose, New York.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the information, ma'am. Just give me a moment. My system is moving slow. Okay, ma'am. So I do show an account. Are you calling about the charge on the 17th for the $67.32?
Yeah, 6-7, yeah.
And so how can I help you today?
What did you say? I don't understand.
How can I help you today?
It this is I want to know from where and when is ha when is this charge, because I got just this one was in the pending, and then I got, because I'm like in the 4 days I didn't buy anything, but I got this charge.
Okay, ma'am, it came from when you placed that order for the KitchenAid. It's like a mixer. You pay, you do you remember on 11 where you paid $7.95 shipping it and handling for a KitchenAid? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, that actually was a sweepstakes entry. It was a sweepstakes entry, and you did not win the KitchenAid. I guess there was a mixer or something. You didn't win.
No, I win. And why I give them the shipping?
It was a, I'm sorry, ma'am, but it wasn't, it was a sweepstakes entry. I know they told you, you saw something that said you won, but it really wasn't. It was a sweepstakes entry, and you didn't win the, you didn't win the KitchenAid. So that's like a, they charge you the $67.32 because you didn't win the first time. So they charge you the $67.32 for another entry. And then what it does is increases your chances. The $67.32 is another sweepstakes entry, but it increases your chances of winning the KitchenAid. So that's why you have that charge there. Yes, ma'am. That's where the charge came from.
Okay. Then what is? What is the? Okay. For the first time, I didn't win. But for the second time, I win. And then I get that or no?
Well, they would email. I think they would text or email you if you are, if you are a winner. Yes, ma'am.
No. I don't know. I got some things that like it, they say discount code, and I want to use that one. It's not as, as usable. I don't know. This is like that. It's fraud. It's like they're gonna using like account for the people. I thought it's that is, it didn't say anything. Okay, I'm gonna report this one because I'm not with that. Agree with it. Didn't say anything that we get. They're gonna charge you when. You're not win, and then you're going to charge you. And I didn't get any receipt for that. Oh, they're going to send you the KitchenAid mixer.
So did you want to continue with the account, or did you want to cancel?
I want to cancel.
Oh, okay.
I want to cancel, and I want to refund this money back.
Oh, no, man. That's a valid charge. You can't receive that back.
Okay, I'm going to do through my bank then. And you couldn't see that they're gonna send it or they shipping to me or anything or no?
Ma'am, if you the winner, they're gonna they got your email address, they're gonna email or text you.
Oh, why you can see that?
No, it's just saying that's what they say it. If you are the winner, yes.
Okay, but how about that? You can not see that they're going to send it to me or they're going to ship it to me?
No,
because
ma'am.
I didn't give anything.
No, ma'am.
They took my money. They took my money, but I didn't get anything. Any email or anything else. Yeah, you should know that. Because you're working there. That's the play with the people. That's not good.
Ma'am, we are a third-party call center, so much information is only, you know, available to me. I don't know everything, but I can only just tell you what I see.
No, ma'am. If you can't see my charges, you can see everything.
Ma'am, I can't see the part about the sweepstakes. Because it's through the company. They will email you, ma'am, and let you know if you have won.
Okay. Okay, at least I want to cancel this one, and then I go through to my bank.
Okay, did you want a cancellation number for your records?
Of course, yes. Just give me a second.
It's Susan Charlie. 263.
Give me a second. I cannot explain it. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
C is in Charlie, 263.
263.
349.
349.
964.
964.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for calling Coastal Support, and you have a blessed day now.
Okay, you too.